Good afternoon. I'm Chris Spangle, Executive Director of the Libertarian Party of Indiana, and I thank Indiana Equality Action for the opportunity to speak out on this issue. We strongly support the right of all Hoosiers to live their lives as they see fit without government interference. The notion of changing our Constitution to include Senate Joint Resolution 13 is in complete disharmony with the preamble of this state's guiding document. Our Constitution reads, "We declare that all people are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that all power is inherent in the people, and that all free governments are, and of right ought to be, founded on their authority and instituted for their peace, safety, and well-being." Let me translate for the proponents of SJR 13. Our government was instituted to protect the right of every Hoosier to make decisions as they see fit. Our Constitution was written to protect us from invasive government. It's ridiculous that members of both the Senate and House are seeking to violate the purpose of our Constitution. For all the sign waving by my Republican friends about liberty and socialism, it is striking that they would propose to write into this document discrimination and direct government interference. If the proponents of this bill want to be consistent in their protection of marriage, let's see them outlaw divorce. Hoosier Park probably won't be taking any bets on that anytime soon. It is my personal belief that the government should have no role in deciding who is or is not married. That is a holy union between two people and their Creator. The state government did not create me, and it does not provide me any rights, and it is designed to protect them. So when future generations look back on the early 21st century, they should proudly look at this era when Indiana protected its citizens from creating a government that strips the right of unmarried couples, either same or different sex, to share insurance, to see their loved one in the hospital, or in sharing the difficult decisions of growing old. This is the 21st century, and our state legislature should set the course to liberty for the next 1,000 years. Let us leave the discrimination on the ash heap of history. Thank you.